The Federal Emergency Management Agency has opened its first large-scale trailer park for hurricane evacuees in Louisiana. Almost 600 travel trailers have been installed on what used to be cow pasture in East Baton Rouge Parish, on the western edge of Baker. The city, population 14,000, already knows the strain of hosting evacuees. From member station WRKF in Baton Rouge, Amy Jeffries reports.
The population in Baker's shelters is still hovering around 1,000, and many more evacuees have been staying with relatives in the city since Hurricane Katrina hit. FEMA has identified more than 400 families for placement in the trailers, but only a few of them are from Baker's shelters. So this small city is going to get even busier.
What's your phone number?
Vicki Hereford is working behind the counter at Buffalo Video, named for Baker's mascot. She fumbles with a stack of DVDs as she talks. Hereford has lived in Baker for 18 years, and she has mixed feelings about evacuees moving into trailers here.
It's like kind of like, I'm sad for them, but I don't like the idea of all these people being here. It's harder for us to get groceries and stuff. Yeah, you go to Walmart, there's like massive people. You go to, the gas station, you got to wait in line, And this is a small town. We don't have all that.
Both black and white residents of Baker know New Orleans as Sin City and are concerned about that criminal behavior coming here. Hereford says immediately after the storm, there were a lot of rumors floating around about rapes, robberies, and carjackings. She says the stories didn't pan out, but she still hasn't gotten back on her motorcycle. It could be a target for hooligans.
It's just a precaution. You don't know how people are. And it's not saying the people from New Orleans are bad. It's just there's people everywhere that are bad.
Down the street at the police department, Chief Sid Gotro is concerned about the safety, not just of Baker residents, but of the new residents of the trailer park, too. And the chief says he'll need more full-time personnel to protect them.
I could have used 4 more officers before this happened. So, with this situation the way it is now, I would like to at least get 8 new officers, and I think that would get us over the hump.
The schools may also need more personnel. Overall enrollment in Baker schools has gone up 26% since Katrina, more than any other district in Louisiana. Baker High School Principal Earl Langwater leads the way to Caraway Hall, where 4 New Orleans teachers now have classrooms. Until a few weeks ago, this wing was being used for storage.
We had to move all the junk out because we haven't been in those classrooms for 3 years. And then we had some people, even students helped to paint out the school, try and make it look decent.
The high school's enrollment has swelled by as many as 200 students, but Langwater says it's impossible to know how many of the newcomers will be here long term.
The trailer park is located outside the city limits of our school district. Any student that's attending Baker High School now that is enrolled here and is going to be moved to the trailer park has the option of continuing to go here rather than uproot them again.
Langwater says Baker High School has tried to make the new students feel at home by supplying them with uniforms and textbooks. But when Louisiana's officials have come looking for transitional housing sites, other state municipalities have been less than sympathetic. So FEMA officials are preparing to set up yet another trailer park near Baker, this time on the other edge of town. For NPR News, I'm Amy Jeffries in Baker, Louisiana.